to win. We love Marcy.
That is correct.
She just left like a truckload of donuts in here.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat all of them.
You bastard. Actually, I already ate a couple before you got here.
Did you really?
Yeah, maple donut. And oh, man, Marcy, thank you so much. She left a nice note. She's like, well, you guys really suck and you're terrible, but here's some donuts.
She didn't say that.
Of course not.
She's much nicer than
that. She is much nicer than we are.
Maybe she's just celebrating the fact that it's Friday.
Yeah! Woo! Hell yeah!
Maybe that's what's happening.
Right on. Me too. Just a bit. I'm so happy.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo.
On the way, people are dumb. Funeral crashers.
You know, there's a lot of parties to go to in the world, but that's a different take on that sort of...
There is a woman in, I believe, Britain, who has been to over 200 funerals. It's kind of her thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to crash another sort of thing, sort of a party. I'll tell you about it when we talk about this lady.
So did I.
Did you?
Yeah.
We always go where we're not wanted.
Of course. If they don't want us there, that
That's
makes us want to be there.
Yep.
Absolutely.
100%.
And this hour, before 4 o'clock, your chance at the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Which at this moment in time is worth $3,400. So that'll be nice.
That will be nice.
Good luck.
People are dumb. You're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
In New Zealand, James Sutton was wanted on outstanding warrants. I've showed you his picture, Sluggo.
Yeah.
He's 24 years old.
Oh, dude.
He was quickly captured because they put his picture out on social media, and they said he shouldn't be hard to find.
Definitely not.
The guy looks like he's fully tatted, like his face is entirely tatted.
Completely tatted up.
Although it looks sort of like it's Sharpie.
Yeah. I mean,
it looks kind of...
But it, consistent in the second picture that he posted.
On the top of his head, though, it reads Beast.
And giant letters.
B-E-A-S-T in giant letters all the way across his forehead.
And Ozzy would be laughing his head off.
So then, to be... also on his knuckles, it says game over.
Game over, man!
Yep. He was seemingly taunting police by updating his Facebook profile picture by wearing a mask.
Yes, he wore a mask. I don't know if he was taunting police. He didn't seem that smart. But yes.
But you can still say, see Beast.
Yes, describe
all
the mask.
Way across his forehead.
It's like a typical COVID mask.
Yeah, it's a COVID
mask. It doesn't cover his face. It doesn't cover the most important part, the large beast written on his stupid, empty forehead.
One person commented, cops won't even recognize you now, bro.
New Zealand, they make it easy for the criminals.
And how many people live in New Zealand? 12?
3, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How hard could it be to find this guy?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I have seen a fella with Beast written on his head.
They found him the next day. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The headline is, I'm a funeral crasher, and I've been to over 200 strangers' funerals.
I love the picture of her. She's all dolled up and standing next to a gravestone, and it's just cool. It reminds me of Devorah. Remember Devorah we were playing here for a while? Yeah, it just reminds me of something.
Dresses like that?
Yeah.
A 55-year-old death-obsessed funeral crasher. Imagine that being your title.
I could see that.
From London, travels the world visiting cemeteries and has been to over 200 send-offs for deceased strangers.
So she just sort of walks up to funerals that are going on and joins in the fun, right?
That's part of it, yes. Okay. Jean Trendhill is her name. She works. She's an actress, she's a photographer, an artist, and she spends most of her free time tidying up graves and photographing cemeteries.
Oh, wow.
So she'll clean it up.
I could be related to her, possibly. My mom was obsessed with graveyards.
Like, really?
Yeah, and the older they were, back east or in Europe or whatever, the more fascinated she was. We always had to go to them.
Yeah, you always had to go to graves.
Yes, all
cemeteries,
the time. Yes.
But not funerals.
I think she would have if, like, she
would have gone to a funeral.
Yeah, I think she probably would have. I mean, I would totally do it. As long as you don't bother the people that are actually having the funeral.
Why would you want to?
Because it's fascinating.
No.
I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know.
This woman became such a regular at grave sites that cemetery workers at her favorite places would ask her to attend funerals of the deceased who don't have any family or friends.
Well, there you go.
Well,
see?
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's not the whole thing, though.
Of course not.
So we're going to talk about going to things that you shouldn't be at.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be there. Get out of there. But they didn't know, so you're there.
Do you remember Wedding Crashers?
The movie?
Yeah.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Owen Wilson goes to see Will Ferrell.
Right.
Who's like the king of the Wedding Crashers.
Right.
And this is the scene that happens.
I'm just living the dream. You still got it. Look at her. Just living the dream. I love that. You know what? I will have some meatloaf. Let's have some meatloaf.
You want some?
I knew you'd go. Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now!
Where'd you get that girl?
She's hot. I got her yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. I rode my bike over to a cemetery nearby. Her boyfriend just died.
You met her at a funeral?
Yeah. Dude died in a hang gliding accident. What an idiot.
Met her at a funeral.
Funerals are insane. The chicks are so horny, it's not even fair. It's like fishing with dynamite.
I love Owen Wilson. He is a funny dude, man.
And Will Ferrell, both.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done this where there's a hotel and there's a huge convention party going on.
Yeah, you just go have some drinks.
And you walk in and it turns out it's an open bar.
Yeah.
You have a few.
Yeah.
Enjoy the ambiance.
Yeah.
Step back out and go all along your way.
Maybe. I used to, we used to, the old radio station back in the day, we used to be right next door to Warner Brothers. I used to walk onto the lot a lot. Can you believe that they didn't care back in the early 90s and stuff?
It wasn't anybody in the garden. You mean early 60s?
No, the 90s. It's crazy. I would sit there and watch them filming stuff out on the streets and everything.
That was an old joke.
But yeah, I used to do that.
So you go places that you're not supposed to be.
And they would have craft food services.
Especially if it's funerals. But it doesn't have to be. It could be weddings.
Yeah.
It could be bar mitzvahs. It doesn't matter. As long as
bat mitzvahs.
As long as you're not invited.
Right.
And you go.
And we want to hear about it.
818-955-KLOS.
Epiphany, of course, on his debut self-titled album, Wolfgang Van Halen Mammoth. And they just released another song. You were really digging on it.
Yeah, it was good.
The other day.
As long as you're not you or something?
Yeah.
As long as you're not you is the name of it.
Exactly. And it's on the deluxe edition of the album that was just recently, a couple days ago, released. Really good stuff then, huh? You like it?
I do.
I love him. He's got some really good music, man.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I was listening to it. I was like, why wouldn't you put that on the album? That's great.
It's on the deluxe edition. Yeah. Go get it today.
All right. We are talking about party crashers.
Yes.
Weddings, funerals.
What have you.
What kind of party do you crash?
Any party that's a VIP party, I would try to get into, even though I am not a VIP.
You are indeed a very important person. How dare you say that about yourself?
Wait, most of the time they don't say VIP party outside, does it?
How do you know it is? Yeah.
Usually through the grapevine.
No, I gotcha. So you just hear about a party and then you know it's VIP and you try to get in. Are you successful at getting in?
Only once.
So, okay, so no.
Yeah, I tried more than I've been successful.
Okay. Was there anybody very interesting at that particular party that you did get into?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Many years ago, it was Jim Kelly and Troy Aikman at Ron Rice, who used to own Hawaiian Tropic.
No kidding.
That's my story.
That's bizarre.
That's a pretty great VIP party to get into.
Yeah, it must have been a pretty crazy party.
It was. We had a house on the beach, lots of beautiful women.
There you go. Yeah. That's the kind of party to crash.
Look, you're one for 20. Doesn't matter.
Not
that's a good
bad.
One.
Yeah.
The one is a good one.
It's respectable. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Well, the exact opposite of respectable. But
yes.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So I never went crashed a wedding or funeral, but when me and my wife were engaged, I would fake propose her all the time, about 10 times, and we got free meals or drinks bought for us every single time.
Interesting.
That's very interesting.
We were engaged.
Right.
It wasn't a lie.
Right. But the happening at that moment in front of all these surprised people, that was definitely stretching the truth.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, I always hate when I see someone suddenly engaged, like proposing or whatever. Yeah. This makes me like it a little more because maybe they're just screwing with people.
Well, maybe. I mean, I just saw one. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
I just saw one on Twitter of them doing it at a ballpark and he gets down on one knee and she says no and runs off.
Woo! But
it just looks so staged.
Mm.
It looks so staged.
All right, come on, guys. All right, so you go to parties. You're not supposed to be there. You do that kind of thing.
Party crashing.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Right now we're talking about party crashers. Are you one?
Yes, sir. This one time we're at the Echoplex, the Dub Club.
Yep.
And my brother and his girlfriend were arguing, so I said, forget them, and I went and jumped up on stage.
You jumped up on stage?
Yeah, exactly.
Was anybody playing at that point in time?
Yeah, Ja Faith was up there, and the DJ was spinning. No one noticed me.
What? No one noticed you?
No one noticed me. I'd been in the back, and those girls dancing back there, and no one even noticed me. I called my brother and told him, jump on stage. I'm up here. And he goes, what are you talking about? And then I was dancing on stage with, while the guys were singing, while Ja Faith was singing. The DJ didn't like it. He wasn't happy, but...
DJs are dicks, though, yeah. DJs are always total dicks.
Well, I mean, about their stages, yeah. I think
no,
they
no,
do
no,
like...
Don't knock over my records! They're important!
I like it. Thank
right
you.
On. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Marlene.
Hi, Marlene. Are you a party crasher?
I am a party crasher. I went to a wedding. We didn't know that it was even going to be at the Hyatt. We just were there. My girlfriend and I scrambled to Nordstrom's, bought some formal dresses, came back, and my goodness, I caught the bouquet.
What? Did you really?
And I ended up getting married to someone I met at the wedding.
Wow.
My husband.
Wow.
Are you crazy by any stretch? Because this just sounds way too good to be true.
Yeah, that's
how did they not so know that and... you didn't?
They must have been, pretty upset.
When you caught the bouquet, why didn't they go, hey, I don't know you?
I don't think that they knew whose boyfriends were with what
right.
girl.
Oh,
you know
I see.
I mean?
Sure. Got you. Yeah,
and everybody was pretty drunk.
I blended in with my beautiful dress.
That makes sense.
And my girlfriend even got away with it, so.
Wow, nice work.
Wow. So your future husband was at this party, so he must have known those people.
Yes, he was invited.
Be honest, was he the groom?
No, but it's really funny. I didn't tell him I wasn't invited to the party for quite some time.
Hilarious.
Just in case.
And when I told him, he got a kick out of it.
Ah, right on.
No, you're meant for each other, then. Well, that's perfect.
Perfect story. Yeah. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you. Thanks.
This song starts off our all request.
Yeah, let's party!
So you get to pick the music, 818-955-KLOS, or on Twitter at Kevin and Sluggo.
Someone get that man a shirt. The chairman of the board.
How many shirts do you think he owns?
None.
Like four?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't wear them. Just how many does
okay,
he own?
Yeah, you may have four in the
probably
closet.
Four.
Like in a box somewhere.
It is our all request fest on KLOS. Hello.
Dig it.
Dig it real, man.
Dig it indeed.
Woo!
You started with Iggy. I was going to request Iggy.
Ah, well, there you go. We felt it. We knew it.
You're welcome.
Send us $10 or die.
We did that one. What else do you want?
How about Stevie Ray Vaughan, Rude Mood?
Did you know that there's a Sherwood Forest in the valley, in the San Fernando Valley?
No.
It's like off Balboa or something.
What?
And Pat from the Sherwood Forest area.
After that's
that
not one. Real.
Yeah, it's like it's Balboa
it
or
isn't
something.
Real.
Look it up. Look it up on your intrawebs, your
to.
Series of tubes.
I don't care. I know it's not real.
And it's like a 7-Eleven on the corner. I'm like, wow,
nope.
This is where's that guy that steals
nope.
from the rich and gets
it's not
the
a thing. It's not a thing. KLOS, hello.
Our request best. How about Adolescence Amoeba?
That's a great request.
Hey, they have new stuff out, and it's damn good. You got to be on the lookout for the new Adolescence.
I'll be looking for it. I'll be looking for it, baby.
Blink 182 from the album. Damn it! We got a lot of good requests here, and that was one of them. I'm going to throw in some more. When is the show? Those guys finally getting back together?
I think it's 2023. I think it's June.
Next year.
Middle of June here.
Wow. Okay, California. Next year, we're going to do a show.
Hey, by the way, next year is not that far away. As
I guess
it's,
that's true.
We're 2 weeks from November.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It is our all request fest. You can get in your request at 818-955-KLOS. Yes.
Erica in East L.A. asked for that one. Well done, Erica.
So great.
And if I'm not mistaken, you know our friend Kirk, who texts us and all sorts
yes.
of tweets us really
mm-hmm.
weird stuff. I do believe he loved that song as well.
Excellent.
Terrible
he also
life.
Wants to hear AC/DC Thunderstruck.
Oh, why doesn't he just come down here and take over?
That'd be cool with me.
But good suggestion, Kirk. Here you go. And how do they reach us? Via the tweet machine?
At Kevin and Sluggo.
On the Bluebird of Gossip. That is for Kirk. And that is for Justin as well. And Justin knows who he is.
That's always lame when people say that.
Totally, right?
Always. It's our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Is this really Kevin?
It is.
Hold on, let me check. Let me pinch him. Oh, yeah, it's Kevin,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys.
Thank you, man.
I've loved you for so long.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that you're still here in SoCal.
Thank you very much. That's very kind. I don't know how to respond to that, because I assume there's always a but.
But really, you suck! We hate you! Die! That sort of thing.
Well, no. I could always ask Kevin, what did you do?
Ah, That is one of my favorite things to ask him.
Yeah, it's great.
But I won't.
You have a song you want us to play?
Would it be possible to get...
Nope. I'm just kidding. What?
Sweet. Ballroom Blitz.
Bowie for Mel on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. She sends us all sorts of great stuff.
Yep. You can reach us at cool. Kevin and Sluggo. It's our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to request the song that was mentioned yesterday on your 5 at 5.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great, I think this is probably one of their best songs. Thin Lizzy, Hollywood Down on your list.
Great request.
Good for you. Thank you. Thank you for doing that.
I love that song.
As
Thank
do we.
Thank you for bringing it up yesterday.
And teasing you with it and not playing it until right now. About 420 years ago, I get a request for that one. Jimi Hendrix, Crosstown Traffic, finally getting it on. It takes a little while sometimes with her.
You really keep track, though.
I do. Yeah. I have a ridiculous list going all the way back to the first one we did.
We have on Twitter, Maria, or Mariah, as I call her. Asked for The Boss, I'm on Fire. Now, we like to kick off the weekend between 5 and 7. It's pretty much up-tempo is important.
Generally, or weird, or different, or unusual.
So I wrote back, okay, let's talk. The Boss, I'm on Fire. It's a super slow song. It's good, but slow. Also, it's down-tempo. Plus, it's not fast enough. In addition, it drags a bit. Still love you, but nope. And then she said, how about some Pixies? And we said, yep. It is our old request fest on KLOS. We're only taking calls from people with weird names.
Hey, this is Bilbert.
Hey, Bilbert.
You guys play All Out of Love by Air Supply?
Yep, we're going to get to that next.
The first song after the exciting commercial messages, for sure.
That puts me in a romantic mood. That's why I like that song.
Yeah, no, we all do.
We really want you to be in a romantic mood.
Someone stole all my cassettes from my car in my cassette player in my car. And I can't find that anywhere, like I've said it before, and no radio station want to play it.
Right, because it's a shit song.
Hey!
Can you guys please play it for me?
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%. Of course we're going to play it.
Doubt, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll even play it on cassette right after these exciting commercial messages. Rob Priest. I got a lot of requests for that. So I'll go on KLOS with my pal, Kevin. Hi.
It is our old request fest, KLOS.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah, I was just trying to get a Led Zeppelin song, Black Dog.
I believe we can do that, yeah.
Led Zeppelin is my comfort zone.
Hear, hear. Do you by any chance remember the video for that song, Fantasy Aldo Nova?
No.
Yeah, it's something special in the air tonight, let me tell you.
Okay.
That's for a guy named Daniel. I know he'd appreciate it. I hope he's listening. If not, what a waste of time it was!
Yowza. Yowza.
There it is. I was going to say, we didn't get the Kevin Yowza.
95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. There's a guy who was wanted by police that had a tattoo of the word beast in giant letters on his forehead.
So it made him a little easy to find, to put it mildly.
Funeral crasher who...
Wait, we got to rewind, though. Who sent you a Photoshop of...
It said
Bean on his
bean
head.
Bean across his
instead
forehead.
Instead of Beast. That was amazing.
I don't know who
that
did that.
That was so well done.
It was, yes.
It was impressive.
We talked about a funeral crasher who visited over 200 strangers' funerals.
I kind of want to start doing that now.
Which is odd.
Yeah, I like it.
And the KLOS $100,000 name game is up to $4,000 at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank on Monday.
On Monday? Forget about Monday, because right now I'm off to pet the kitty for the weekend!
Enjoy. See you Monday.
P.S.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Dude. Woodrow Wilson won someone $7,000. The word Limburger won someone $4,200. Cayenne pepper was worth $2,200. We've been handing out a lot of money around here.
And we have...
It's $3,400 right this
time. $3,400. We're looking for... Oh, we're not going to tell you.
No, we're not going to tell you.
Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
If you want to play... The KLOS $100,000 name game. Good luck.
That game of names.
That wacky game of names. Hey.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, what's up? It's Trevor. How you doing?
Turner. Good.
You're caller 13.
Excellent.
That means you get to play. We're looking for an animal that you can see at the LA Zoo, and it has a one-word name.
And the last couple of guesses were gorilla. Gorilla and koala.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. How about ostrich?
Ostrich. Spell it and use it in a sentence, please. Oh, well, never mind. It's incorrect. Right. Sorry, man. Ostrich is not correct. Boo!
I'll talk to you next hour.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the attitude.
And it'll be worth $3,600 then.
Right on, guys.
Right on, dude. Have an ostrich burger to celebrate your loss.
The old request fest is coming up in just a minute, but right now we have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas.
It's worth $3,600 of that pie right now.
We'll take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. The
name game. $100,000? Damn!
This time, it is $3,600.
Yeah, who did we kill to get all this money to give away?
It's a great question. KLOS, who's this?
Eddie,
you're caller 13.
Oh, nice. Right on. I've been trying all day.
Well, it's your turn.
Yeah.
And it's worth $3,600.
Okay, let's see if we can do this.
All right.
Eddie, let me tell you that a gorilla and an ostrich walked into a bar. Those are the last two guesses. You don't want those.
Okay.
We're looking for an animal you could see at the LA Zoo, and it has a one-word name. What is your guess, Eddie?
I'll do flamingo.
Flamingo. No flamingos for you. The flamingo exhibit is closed.
Thanks for trying, right, man.
Sorry, you. Dude. Sorry, Eddie. All right, so that means between 5 and 6, we've got $3,800
up for grabs.
So our contest is a grower, not a shower, huh?
That's correct, yes. Huh.
Well, what do you know about that? $100,000.
KLOS, who's this?
Hey, it's Bruce.
Bruce, you What's are up? Color Bruce. 13.
All right.
Congratulations.
Somebody's happy for you. You got a rooting team in the background.
You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are looking for an animal that you could see at the LA Zoo, and it has a one-word name.
Now, let me tell you. It's at $3,800 now, and the last two guesses were flamingo and ostrich, and it wasn't them, so what do you got?
I'm going to try zebra. And you can play a song by them.
Oh. Hey, you turned that into a request.
That was well done.
We can't give you the $3,800 because that's not right, but we can play you some zebra.
Tell me what you want. Give me all the money.
We'll play you the zebra right after these exciting commercial messages.
I guess I didn't win. You're going to play my
Christmas. I don't know. Are you still there?
You still there? Did I win?
No, we're not here. No. And no, you didn't. Sorry. But that was funny. So, it is going to be on Monday.
At 8 a.m. $4,000.
Do you know what was number one on the U.S. singles charts on This Day in Rock in 1972? It was a song about a rat, Michael Jackson's Ben. Do you own a copy of the Beatles' official autobiography anthology? If so, did you buy it on This Day in Rock in 2000, 22 years ago? That was the day that it hit number one on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. The Tom Petty documentary Running Down a Dream debuted at the New York Film Festival on This Day in Rock in 2007.